The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're back and better than ever and hanging out at one of my favorite places. What are the odds this is going to be an awesome show? Percent 1000. Let's do it. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday.
On!
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio, and producer T. Scott keeping us on air out here at Christian's Tailgate downtown, which is one of my favorite places to hang out, even when we're not doing radio. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, and of course you can text the show, 713-780-3776, which is probably going to be your best bet today. We usually don't take calls when we're on location.
It's hard enough to take calls from these people when we're in the studio. And
true.
In an ideal circumstance. People's phones are so crappy.
I know. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hello.
So when
sports.
We're on the road,
sports again.
We prefer not to deal with that.
But you can text the show, 713-780-3776. And whatever you do,
man,
put odds on it.
I'm on the Wi-Fi struggle bus here.
Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it. That's why I got here really early, that so I could have a beard.
I got to listen to a little bit of Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
Yeah?
Is it still the Joel Blank show?
It is, the Joel Blank show.
Starring or featuring?
Well, it's like with. It's in the movies where it has, like, with Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
After they list all the other people, and then there's the with, and that's supposed to be better.
Okay.
That's kind of what it's like.
So that's the thing.
Today it was with Barry Laminack.
Okay. Well.
Tomorrow it'll be with Travis Johnson.
Okay. No, tomorrow's Thursday. It'll be with Barry Laminack again.
Well, I don't know what the days are.
But that's okay. Listen, there's more pressing matters. For instance, as we're getting ready to do the show here at Christian's Tailgate, I put my bag down here next to Joel, and I walked up to the candy jar that our promotional ladies have here, and one of the promo girls offered me a free koozie.
This is their thing. They do this to me all the time.
I don't know how to take that. I've worked here for like 7 years. And I can't grab some now and laters without being offered a free koozie because no one knows who the hell I am.
Can I tell you what's worse? I went to Nick's place Friday for the Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I walk in, one of the promo people walks up to me and says, "Do you want to sign up to win this? And here, would you like a koozie? Would you like this?" I'm like, "Dude, I've been here 8 years. We got like the top show on the station. Who the hell are you?" That'll bring you down a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, hey, did you get the koozie?
No, oh, okay. I said, no thanks. I don't want your koozie. And then the other promo girl was like, "Listen, dummy, that guy's the big noise around here." And she was like, "Oh, my bad, I didn't know." And now I'm going to have to obviously talk to Michelle and get this girl fired. I mean, there's not really anything else we can do about it.
Are we actually paying her, though?
I don't know.
I mean, that's where I would start.
I don't keep the payroll.
Well, I would just say, just a little bit of advice, if you're going to work on the promo staff, you just might know who we are. So that's why I only have like two or three promo people that I actually like. No offense, guys. Because they actually know us, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is that we go through them so fast.
So we've been gone forever.
Yeah.
We the last time we did a show, I think it was a Thursday.
Yep.
And today's a Wednesday.
It's almost a week.
I'm not great at math, but that's just under 1 week of days that we didn't do anything.
Did you enjoy your break?
I drank the most whiskey and ate the most tamales. What did you do?
I bet I topped your whiskey consumption, but not your tamale consumption.
Ooh, okay.
I had a pretty strong drinking weekend.
That would be tough.
Yeah, but I'm a professional.
Very minimal amount of beer for me. And normally, you know, beer is my drink of choice. But when my family's around, my family doesn't really drink beer. My family drinks whiskey. And I consumed a massive amount, much more than I normally care to. Normally, I'll drink whiskey, like, on a special occasion at my house, I'll break out some whiskey. I've got some decent whiskey up on the top shelf of my pantry that I only break out, you know, if there's somebody worth drinking it with, you know. My family doesn't really believe in that. They believe, Dave got a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue for Christmas. Let's open it up and see how fast we can finish it.
I like that.
That's the mentality of the Hoffman tribe. And I was right there in the crossfire throughout the last 5 days. And my body, honestly, is it's punishing me for it. It's punishing me for it. I haven't had a super solid poo in like 4 or 5 days. And, you know, I don't know when that's coming back. I don't know if it's coming back. This may be the new me.
It might be the new me.
But either way, I'm here. I'm powering through, even though I've got softish release lately.
I did do a beer day Monday because, silly me, I didn't realize that every liquor store in the city would be closed on Monday.
And what?
I had timed out my weekend to where I would run out of whiskey and vodka, so then Monday I'd go reload and I'd have it all day, right? No, everybody was closed.
That's ridiculous.
I agree.
So you just drank beer that day?
So I had some whiskey left over too, but it was almost all beer Monday. And then yesterday I got really stupid and decided to
work out.
Why don't
you holler our boy Chris Whitmire and say, hey man,
can
Santa make a delivery?
I came this close to texting him and saying, dude, can I come up there and get some Texas whiskey and some Space City vodka?
Yeah, help your boy out.
I should
out.
Have. I would have done it. I was that desperate, but I had some good beers.
Well, good.
So I basically drank all the Christmas gifts that I got from you guys.
All right. Well, good.
And then
did they get you drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. Well, maybe not mission accomplished. I don't know.
It was Monday. I didn't get too crazy Monday. And then yesterday I didn't really get too crazy either. I decided that was going to be the day that I get out and start running again. So I went out, ran 5K.
Oh,
then I decided I'm going to bike 20 miles. And about half, man, I'm going to get to 20 miles. You know what? I'm going to do 27 just so I can say I did 30 miles. That was stupid. Because I basically biked for like 2 hours and 15 minutes without stopping after running. And when I got home, my knees would not move. I was like RoboCop. It's just like, dude, you're 52 years old. You need to drop 20 pounds. Stop this. Stop it. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, not a...
not wise guys.
Wasn't a great gym day, first day back for me either. I was getting drunk off my own sweat that day on Monday. And
don't you love those days?
Yeah.
You're like, man, I really like that whiskey, but it sure doesn't smell as good the second time around.
No, and, you know, I'm wearing like I had a jiu-jitsu class, so I'm wearing a gi. So I'm sweating profusely. And by the end, I'm rolling with I'll just say a loudmouth white belt, someone who's a little more confident than he probably should be in his abilities. And I was on top purposely sweating on him because I knew I was just pouring at that point. So I was just holding him down and sweating all over his face. But yeah, I did. I almost died at the gym myself. But I'm feeling good. I feel revived. I'm a little bit tired. I might drink a Red Bull. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have time for that. I did make the mistake. First of all, I'm super excited to see if my car gets broken into today because I'm parked downtown, and it's about a coin flip of whether or not my car gets broken into every time I park downtown
for more than
a couple hours.
Depends on where you parked. I can tell you exactly where it'll happen.
I parked in front of that courthouse.
Oh, you're safe.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Here, do you think it's because, like, a-holes think, oh, that's the courthouse. That's where justice happens. I don't want to...
Well, there's always some kind of officer wandering around down there. But there's... And I'm going to tell you, because a lot of you, if you're going to the game, we want you to come out here first. Get drunk with us, hop on the train so you don't have to drive, and then go to the game, come back on the train, have a couple more drinks, and then go home.
You know where you can't park?
What?
Like, you want to know where you can't park and not get your car broken into? By House of Blues.
Well, yeah. No, you don't want to park by House of Blues.
If you park by House of Blues, bad things will happen. Inevitably, your car will get broken into.
And
without fail.
And a lot of times, a homeless will pee in it. that
That's never happened to me. I would be so mad.
But if you park down here, there's a lot right behind Christian's. There's another covered garage right behind us here on Capitol. They're really inexpensive lots. They're a great place to leave your car and go to the game. That's inexpensive for downtown.
Well, I also made a mistake because I paid the meter to park. And I don't know why, but I thought the meter's cut off at 5. So I got my meter set until 10 after 5, and I was like, oh, these dudes making me pay for this 10 extra minutes. Whatever. Pay for it, and then as I'm walking, it's like parking until 6. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. So I'm going to have to leave at 5 o'clock, walk down there, pay my meter again, and wait for the 20 minutes that it takes to spit a receipt out, which it does. Those parking machines take forever.
And then after 6 o'clock, you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
So make sure you only put enough in there for 6 o'clock.
Okay.
It's a little tricks that you learn down here. But, no, there's a couple of really good lots here that you will not get broken into. And I have to say, I did this Saturday when we went to the Texans game, which, God, what a mess that was. I pretty much gotten, and I know I'm getting to be a snob, but I won't go to a game with you unless it's suite tickets.
Damn.
And I'm just out on sitting around all those people, right? I might be out on the suites, too. Mainly because that was such an awful game to watch. But the best thing about taking the train back from there, takes about 20, 25 minutes, you sober up. So if you're going to be driving and you drink a bunch at the game, you got time to sober up on the train.
Yeah.
And it's very convenient to NRG, so I highly recommend that. So Aggies, of course, very welcome to come out. And I have to say, Kansas State folks, you're welcome to come out too.
We welcome all because if you all come, fans,
if,
right?
If you're a Kansas State fan and you come to Christian's and bring your lady, and she comes to listen to the Blitz at Christian, she automatically goes from a 6 to an 8.
Okay.
See, Aggie girls don't need that, but I'm thinking Kansas State, just trying to help a little bit. She automatically becomes 2 points higher just for being here and being, you know, listening to the Blitz. It's a fact.
All right.
713-780-ESPN. And also going to mention that it is steak night at Christian's downtown, and some of the people who work here can vouch for the fact that I'm in here a lot of Wednesday nights for steak night, and they have a really good one.
Okay.
So they also have a cool setup for the game. If you're not going to the game and you just want to watch it, they have a projector outside, and they put it on the building, and it's huge. You could sit out there on the patio. It's going to be a nice night. It won't be 80 degrees by the time the game starts.
It might be. We got through the 2 days of winter here in Houston. That was a brutal time.
Oh, yeah.
When
the polar vortex came.
When someone, like my neighbor, went outside and put bed sheets over his begonias in the front yard. And then 2 days later, he removed those bed sheets and winter was over. And ever since then, it's been 80 degrees. So I think you can safely say you're not going to freeze outside anymore.
No, you're going to bake if you're...
More than likely.
That's when I was out riding yesterday, when the sun came up, I'm like, I'm wearing all black like an idiot. And I was meeting a friend of mine afterwards, and I just sweated like a pig. I smelled like a taxi cab. I had no business being out in public. I felt for the people on the elevator with me. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And New Year is coming. You've got a few days left if you want to get that tax deduction for next year. Houston Can Academy is a terrific place. What they do is take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them another opportunity. These are good kids. In a lot of cases, they just had bad situations. Well, Houston Can Academy works around those. And so many of them graduate and go on and do great things. But more than ever, they need your donations. And the Blitzers have really stepped up. And you can, I'll tell you what, the Blitzers are just destroying everybody at this. So let's keep it going. Let's let them know how much we want to do something nice. We want to get a tax deduction. We want to get rid of something we're not using anymore. And they'll take anything. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, four-wheelers. It maybe you just was sitting out there. You were going to fix it up. You never got around to it. Maybe you were going to sell it. You never got around to it. Well, here it is. It's all nice and easy. Donate it. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge, process all the paperwork, and you're going to get your donation is tax deductible. And you've only got a few days left to get that in for this year. So get rid of that old clunker. Do something nice and benefit from it. Guess what? You donate today, they're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Dance, man, I never had a chance. And listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds? Wednesday, live from Christian's Tailgate. Boy, we got a lot of catching up to do on stuff that's happened. We haven't had a chance at all to talk about your beloved Texans. Clinching the division.
We have not. I don't.
Nice call on no way Jacksonville would beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
After I told you I was betting Jacksonville.
You told me. And I took plenty of grief for it.
From a betting perspective, though, that was almost every angle we looked for. Sandwich game, team that's better at home, coaching change.
I didn't blame you for betting the Jags. That wasn't my issue. But thinking they would actually win the football game outright, I just didn't see it because I saw no fight in this team. I just had no belief that they were a team that could beat a decent football team, and they did. So they proved me wrong.
I tell you what, though, it made me sick to my stomach to see Mariota get hurt.
That was a bummer.
And
I don't know that he would have saved them. He would have given them a chance at least maybe, in the second half.
Yeah, the way the Jags were playing, man.
He didn't play well in the first half. I think it wasn't their day. And then that wasn't enough to clinch the division. The Titans losing wasn't enough.
No.
The Texans still had to win their game against the Bengals. And what we saw was one of the worst football games to watch with eyes that I've ever seen.
I could not argue with that at all. It was so awful to watch that I didn't even enjoy it.
It was really terrible. I forget what crappy bowl game was on that I was like, man, maybe I should switch over and watch that game. What's going on here? This is just terrible, terrible football.
You know what? Iowa-Florida is going to be more entertaining
probably
than that game.
Probably so. Wisconsin-Western Michigan might be more entertaining than that. Which, by the way, I saw you could get Cotton Bowl tickets for $5 still.
Oh, really?
If you're into that. Just a really, really bad game to watch. And it's so fitting that Randy Bullock misses that kick. As he was lining up for it, I said, I don't know what would be more fitting here for Randy to hit the kick or for Randy to miss it, because I think both would have been a great story.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it got to where it was, it meant that it was going to be a great finish. I mean, it was like either Randy was going to beat his old team, and then the Texans inevitably would have lost this week and missed out on the playoffs because of Randy Bullock.
Yeah.
Or,
which would have been a fun story, too.
Or Randy Bullock, who slimmed down a little bit.
Yeah, he's still fat. But
he grew a beard.
Yeah.
He's walking around with some confidence, but he's still a sorry-ass kicker. And, of course, he still missed the kick, and the Texans win. The Texans go on to the playoffs on the oversized leg.
Did you see his face before the kick, though? That was one of those. I took one look at his face, like, this dude is going to shank this kick.
Man, watching him on the sideline, I was like, this dude's got a little swagger to him.
Yeah, he was almost shaking.
Yeah,
he was almost full Michael J. Fox. I mean, it was brutal.
He got up there, he approached the ball, he realized, you know what, I suck at football, and
yeah.
And then he did what he does. He sucked at football.
But the bigger issue here is watching this Texans team. And I'm glad they won the division. It gives us something to talk about for a couple of weeks.
Right.
But and defensively, they played out of their minds. Now, I don't know if they were just a little gassed in the fourth quarter. That LaFell play was just a disaster. And then they marched right down the field on that last drive. Those are the kind of things that, yeah, especially when I thought they lost the game on that fourth down. When it's like, okay, if they stop them here, game's over. But they're going to be in field goal range otherwise. And then, of course, the Bengals convert and go down to set up the field goal. But I thought defensively they were fantastic, with the exception of the fourth quarter. But that offense, man, it doesn't matter.
It's horrible.
Playing quarterback, they're just bad.
Fred, I want to tell you something that got tweeted to me this weekend. Well, you notice, did your days all blend together? I don't even know what day this was.
A little bit. I knew Sunday was Christmas because we went down to Lamarck for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But other than that, I
had a hard time figuring out what day of the week it was.
I was drinking a lot, so Friday, Saturday, they all kind of rolled together.
But someone asked me what I really thought about Tom Savage, and I said, I think Tom Savage is a nice backup quarterback. And somebody said, I think Tom Savage is about the 30th best quarterback in the league. And, of course, my instant reaction is, bro, come on. That's Texans fan talk.
Well, do you count Brock Osweiler as one of the 32?
No.
Okay.
No. Just Tom Savage is better than Brock Osweiler, but I still think he's probably about the 40th best quarterback in the league, if we're being generous. I mean, let's be real when we're talking about it. Matt Cassel is a better player than Tom Savage. Matt Schaub is probably a better quarterback than Tom Savage. If the Texans were to win a playoff game, it would be a damn miracle because is Tom Savage better than Brock Osweiler? Yes. So around here, confidence is a little high in the guy. We saw in the first half of that Bengals game, that dude threw for 13 yards.
Yep.
1 and 3. I mean, I almost have that many fingers, and that's how many yards he threw for in a half of a professional football game. He's not a good quarterback. They win the game, though, which is all that matters. And
one positive. He didn't turn the ball over.
He did not turn the ball over.
And that's when you have that kind of defense.
That's the only positive, by the way.
Yeah, that is the only positive. I have no other positives.
All that pocket presence that we saw where he looked comfortable in the pocket against Jacksonville, all that was gone.
Yeah.
He looked like, oh, crap, oh, crap. Oh, I'm down on the ground. Oh, crap, throw it away. Like, that's what we saw.
And, yeah.
Which is, listen, that's what I expect of a backup quarterback, which is what Tom Savage is. I think what I'm getting at is it's all the more impressive that the Texans are where they are because, as I've said all along, there's no team in the league that has a worse quarterback situation than the Texans. There isn't one. Every other team either has a guy that they look at as the future or a guy they look at as the now or a guy that
paid and they have to kind of decide maybe this is, you know.
Or they have a high draft pick.
Yeah.
The Texans have none of those things. They don't have a now. They don't have a future. They don't have a high draft pick. This is what they've got. Next year is the same thing. These two guys, these two jokers, the same two jokers that are going to be there next year. It doesn't get worse. On those other 31 teams, it doesn't get worse than that. They're not good on the offensive line. Somebody said something, or I guess it was during the broadcast of that Sunday night game. He said, "Well, if you want to find a weakness on the Texans' offensive line, it's probably the right side." And I was like, "No. If you want to find a weakness on the Texans' offensive line, it's not Dwayne Brown. The rest is pretty much a big, giant, fat weakness." And when you consider those two things, they're well below average on offensive line. They are the worst at quarterback. They've gotten almost nothing out of their rookies this year, like out of the guys they just drafted.
Right.
But they're a playoff team. They're division champions. They are a playoff team, mostly on the back of that defense, which I'm not exaggerating. They are phenomenal. And they looked phenomenal on Sunday. And granted, they're playing the Bengals without basically every good player on offense. Tyler Eifert, A.J. Green, Gio Bernard, all those guys sitting at Jeremy Hill took like 8 snaps. They were playing the Bengals with a white running back. Let's put it there. But they looked great playing against the Bengals with a white running back. And you got to give credit where it's due. That team has figured out a way to work around their weaknesses, which are great, epic weaknesses. And here they stand. The other teams in this division can't say that. So I got to give credit where it's due, and those guys have done a good job to get where they are.
Yeah, it's just by every metric you look at, this team should not be winning the division. And they've got good wins. I beat the Chiefs, beat the Lions. I still think beating the Colts twice and a win over the Titans, those are actually decent wins.
Yeah.
And the division is not good, but it's not the worst in football anymore, and it's not absolute garbage. So those are good wins. Here's my problem with the Texans. a good team will find ways to win games like that. It's, I hate when you win a game because the other team screwed up, which is what happened. A guy missed a field goal. I hate that. That to me is, you know, yeah, you won the game, but you can't feel good about it. And they drove down. They were in position to win.
Yeah.
A good team will win games like that when they're not at their best. But when they're at their best, they stomp a hole in somebody.
Yeah.
When have the Texans stomped
They don't
hole
stomp
in anybody?
Holes in people. That's when, not when what they do.
When have they had one game?
They haven't.
Where you say, man, they really dominated that start to finish.
No. They haven't had one all year, I'm pretty sure.
And their biggest margin of victory is 9 points.
Yeah.
And that was in the opener. So it's hard for me to think that this team is going to get much done in the playoffs.
No, and I'm not
saying
that.
Although, look at this. Here are your quarterbacks. Tom Brady, pretty good.
Very good.
Big Ben, pretty good.
Very good at sport.
Here's your drop-off. The third best guy left, Alex Smith. Good quarterback.
He's solid.
Can win with him, but that's a pretty big drop-off, right?
Yeah.
Well, the drop-off from him to the next three, Matt McGloin.
No, put Matt Moore's
Tom
name.
Tom Savage.
Put Matt Moore's
Matt
name
Moore.
Before those guys.
Well, the Dolphins are just dumb enough to put Tannehill back out there.
Matt Moore, I think, is actually better than Ryan Tannehill.
I'd argue Matt Moore is one of the
two or three best backup quarterbacks in the league. I'll take Matt Moore. If Matt Moore's your backup quarterback, you're in pretty damn good shape.
I think, yes, if you need him to win three or four games, he's your guy. He's not a guy you want starting all season.
No, but I'm talking about as a backup
guys.
Quarterback.
Yeah,
do you want Matt McGloin or Tom Savage to win you multiple games?
That's the thing. I feel like with all of those guys, this is what you've got.
Right.
You've got basically three teams that I think have zero chance in the playoffs because that's what they're trotting out there.
And so. that's a brutal break for the Raiders.
It Ooh. Is. I hated seeing Carr go down just like I hated seeing Mariota go down. And this is why if you're any team that's already locked in, like the Steelers have already said, Ben and Bell and Brown are all sitting.
Well,
whoever I am not playing anybody that's important to me if I'm locked into my playoff slot.
I understand, and I guess we can get to this next because the Cowboys seem not to be worrying about that because they played their guys the whole game. When Derek Carr broke his leg, the Raiders were up by three touchdowns. And I'm not saying you pull that guy in the third quarter – but you pull that touchdowns.
They still need wins for positioning and getting that bye. I can see that. And you can see games can turn fast, especially with their defense. They've had some games where they've given up a lot of points.
Well, you know who doesn't have that excuse? The Dallas Cowboys.
No, they don't. And that's something we'll talk about when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And yes, it is Fred Fowler. It is A.J. Hoffman. And it is Jong Lee Behind the Glass, brought to you by...
The Glass Doctor. Call The Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. Well done, sir. And
still a coin flip that I'll be calling Glass Doctor after today's show to fix my window in my car.
You're fine. Don't discourage people from coming down here and parking down here and then going to the game. That's the whole point of us being here.
Oh, well, people should come here, but you should Uber here, obviously, because I'm trying to encourage people to drink
beer. That happened to you one time.
No, it's happened to me twice since I've lived here.
Twice?
Yes.
Well, you're just bad luck on everything. How many accidents have you had?
Three or four?
Yeah. That's on you.
Only one of them was on me. One!
You have that bad karma, man.
People, for what?
People want to hit your car. They do. They want to break your window. I'm telling you.
All right.
I think if you get more zen, maybe chill a little bit, smoke a little more weed, good things will happen for you.
All right.
That'd be my suggestion.
Right. Well,
that's what I try to do. All right, 713-780-ESPN on What Are the Odds Wednesday. But, yeah, come on down, guys, and take the train. And I would say mostly Aggies here so far, which is cool. But Kansas State people, you're welcome, too. I've seen you guys all over
downtown.
I would
say there's mostly going to be Aggie, right?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, there's been a bunch of those Wildcat people walking around downtown the last couple of days. I mean, I've seen a I mean, they brought a lot of people with them.
What's the feeling for Aggie about being in this game? Because you got to know Aggie, about 8 weeks into the season, was feeling like their chest was huffed out real big. I mean, they were like, yeah, told you guys, we're badass. And then that sort of, I don't want to fully call it a reality hit, but that's kind of what happened, is they came back to Earth and ended up doing what they normally do. Let's say they deflated a little bit down the stretch. Are they happy to be in the AdvoCare? What's the number? AdvoCare 100 or 1,000? I don't know. I mean,
well, they're not paying us to say it, so it's the Texas Bowl. If they want to pay us to say it, fine.
Is Aggie happy to be in this game against Kansas State? I can't imagine.
Well, see, I think it depends on the perspective. Before the season, I think realistically you were thinking 8 wins, pretty good. Alamo Bowl maybe?
Right.
Something like that? That level bowl? Then when you're number 4 in the rankings, you're thinking worse you're doing is New Year's 6, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so at that
you're starting to think about Fiesta Bowls and things like that.
You're talking playoffs. Then you're talking, hey,
playoffs?
You know what? We'll still get the Fiesta Bowl or the Cotton Bowl or something like that. And then you're, okay, yeah.
Is this better or worse than the Chicken Bowl?
Well, I think if you're an A&M fan, it's better because it's closer.
Okay.
I think it's easier for fans to get to this game. And, you know, so from that perspective, yeah. I kind of think this is important for A&M. Most bowl games, as we know, are absolutely meaningless garbage.
I think every game is important for Kevin Sumlin.
And that's the thing. I think a 9-win season looks a hell of a lot better than 8-5, which sounds pretty slightly better than average, which is what it is, especially considering the way they faltered at the end of the season. And I got to think that this is an important game for him, especially going into next year, because it sounds a hell of a lot better to say we're coming off a 9-win season.
Do they still run this state?
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure anymore.
At this stage.
I don't know who runs this state. I feel like football in this state, college football, has gone down the crapper.
See, I think A&M runs the state still, but it's like the AFC South.
Maybe so.
It's because the Colts didn't quite do what they were supposed to do. Well, UT's not what it's supposed to be.
Coug let them down this year.
Yeah.
Coug had a chance to run this state.
Yep.
And Baylor, they can't stop raping people. They could be running this state, but they can't keep their thing in their pants. I don't know.
They did win their bowl game, though.
Maybe Aggie is running this state.
They beat Boise. Well, seriously, what program do you look at and say, okay, this is a more consistent, better program than A&M right now in the state?
Probably TCU.
Maybe.
I mean, they've been the most consistent, but their ceiling is pretty capped.
Yeah.
Although A&M's ceiling in the SEC is pretty capped as well. So yeah, I don't know.
I think TCU would probably be second.
Okay.
But and in terms of eyeballs and who's watching games and things like that, it's not even close. TCU doesn't move the meter.
Yeah. If UTSA would have won that bowl game against New Mexico, maybe they could run the state. But
yeah, if Rice could just get its act together.
Yeah, they could run this state. Okay, anyway, well, actually, you know who runs the state in football is the Dallas Cowboys right now.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you see how that we led into that tease last segment, and
then
now we got back to it eventually.
Yeah, I like the way you did that. That was almost
that's a payoff on a tease.
That
bro.
Was almost a professional radio move.
Jong, did you hear that?
Yeah,
he's not even listening.
He's not even. Oh, you did hear that? Okay, when
you transitioned to it beautifully.
Yeah, when I go in for contract talks this year, I need you to have that tape marked and tell them I'm a legit pro. Like this is, I'm good at this job. All right, I need that from you. The Dallas Cowboys, who just pulled the Lions' pants down, much to my chagrin. That was a
Pulled them down in the second half.
That was a tough pill to swallow for me, because I was on Lions plus 7.5 early on. The Cowboys just dominated that game start to finish. They didn't run away until the second half.
No, it was tied at halftime.
But you never felt like the Lions were the better team on the field.
No.
But the weird thing was they sort of pulled back on Elliott's touches, but they had Dak Prescott out there every play. They had Dez Bryant out there. I think even crazier, they had Sean Lee out there. You can't even breathe on Sean Lee without him breaking.
Yeah.
But they had him out there every damn play. Like, what are the Cowboys doing? Why are they playing with fire like this, especially given what we saw happen to to Marcus Mariota, what we saw happen to Derek Carr. And I think Derek Carr's situation is more fitting to what the Cowboys are looking at, because Marcus Mariota, him getting hurt,
At that point, it didn't matter.
At that point, it probably didn't matter. And if it did, it probably dashed any slim chance that the Titans had at the playoffs. The Raiders have been one of the best teams in the league all year. They've earned their position. They're the number two seed in the AFC. They're going to have a bye week and then a home game. And then their MVP candidate breaks his leg. If you're the Cowboys, aren't you? I mean, isn't Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris running every snap?
Yes.
Isn't Tony Romo out there taking snaps at this point?
Forget Tony Romo. I put Mark Sanchez out there.
Maybe so.
Well, because I don't want to break Romo either.
You could get Romo broke. You're right.
Yeah.
But, I don't understand what they're doing.
I think maybe it's a lot of talk. And O'Brien was talking like he was going to play his guys, which would be stupid if you can't. It's more stupid in the case of the Texans and a team like the Steelers and the Giants that are already locked into their spots. If I'm the Giants, Odell Beckham Jr.'s not playing. Eli Manning's not playing. I'm not taking any chances with those guys. And all those teams are going to play next week. So, yeah, you're not going to get – it's not going to be a thing where suddenly guys get rusty because you're off for a week. In those cases, I'm not playing any of those guys. In the Cowboys' case, I can see a case for playing a quarter and treating it like a preseason game because you are going to have 2 weeks off.
Right.
And you don't want to lose that momentum. And you want to be playing at a high level. And that's a tough thing to balance. But – yeah, those other teams, for sure, I'm not playing those guys.
I mean, especially because you think about this. Up until that Lions game, we'd kind of been talking about the Cowboys and how they haven't looked the same the last few weeks. They haven't looked as dominant as they had been. And maybe, you know, Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott suddenly playing their first ever 16-game season.
Right.
They're starting to feel that grind. I mean, I just didn't understand the logic, and it, you know, maybe it's being silly because it didn't hurt them.
No.
They came out of it fine, but this is a team that has a legit chance to win a Super Bowl, and you got to be careful. You saw Tyron Smith's not playing next week, and
yeah,
maybe it's precautionary, but he's got a sprained MCL. They're lucky it's not any worse than that.
Yeah,
if they lost that guy, their chances are significantly diminished. I mean, you could argue he's as important to them as anybody else that I mentioned of all those guys.
Could.
So I just didn't understand what they were doing. I think it's the wrong thing. I'm not saying you know, like you said, maybe you throw guys out there for a quarter.
Yeah, you want to keep them. I mean, that's the hardest thing for a team in the Cowboys position, because you don't want to basically take 2 weeks off and come back rusty.
Well,
and then you get behind a team, like you wind up playing the Falcons or somebody like that, and they put 21 up on you before you're ready. We see that happen all the time with teams in those home games. So I kind of get that. But on the other hand, you're not going to win if Zeke Elliott gets hurt. I don't think – well, Prescott, you might could be okay with Romo. But if you lose Sean Lee. Are you going to win?
Can I throw one more scenario at you?
Sure.
If you're the Cowboys – I'm not saying you throw the game, but I'd much rather see the Lions down the road than the Packers in the playoffs. Again, I'm not saying just give up and lose on purpose, but I'm saying if the Lions get in the playoffs over the Packers, it's not the worst thing in the world for us, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Because as it stands now, that's who the Cowboys are looking at in the playoffs. They'll be looking in the NFC Championship if they make it that far.
Well, we'll break down the scenarios, but basically if the Packers beat the Lions, they're winning the division. So it depends. The Cowboys could see them in the second round. That number two seed is still up for grabs. The Lions could be anywhere from the two seed to out of the playoffs. So there's a bunch to discuss. We'll do that when we come back, but right now,
the Packers and Lions should shake hands.
Yeah, do a tie.
And agree to a tie. That's the way to go. Then they both make it. The Redskins are out. Nobody gets hurt. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. There you go. Tyler, come on. Be a pro. I was a pro this segment. You be a pro now. I'm trying to tell the people about Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. Guys, here, Christmas is over. I'm still Santa Claus. I'm still giving you gifts. You go to Man's Best Friend. You mention my name. You mention ESPN 97.5. They're going to give you 30% off all your services at Man's Best Friend. I've taken three dogs to Man's Best Friend. Three. And everyone's come back a new dog. So good that my wife doesn't want to throw them out of the house. It's amazing. You sit down with them. You tell them what issues you're having with your dog. That's exactly what they work on. It's customizable dog training. They do boarding. They do grooming. They do it all at Man's Best Friend. Give them a call, 713-932-6709, or go to mansbestfriend.com. Remember, our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning me or ESPN 97.5. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
This is The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Texas A&M, Kansas State, College Football's Texas Bowl, tonight at 8 on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Live here from Christian's Tailgate downtown, and the Blitzers are starting to pour in here. So come join them. Bunch of cool folks here. And your deal? So my buddy Johnny Max here, they Ubered down here. They're going
to
take the
train. See, I told you, they're going to take the train. Car busted into.
Yeah, well, they're going to take the train, and then they're going to Uber back after the game.
See, that's
so
wise.
That's very smart. He's a smart man. So 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in, text the show. And J-Mark says, why not just play your starter in week three or four preseason to avoid rust? That's okay. I'm okay with that. Unless you're one of those teams that's playing next week, you're not going to get rusty in 1 week.
Right.
It's no different than a bye week. But if you're the Cowboys, I can see that. And we've seen it with a lot of really good teams that have the number one or two seed, rest people for a couple weeks because they're locked in, and then they're not ready when the playoffs start. Yeah. So I get that. But I don't want to take a chance on losing Dez Bryant. I don't want to take a chance on losing Ezekiel Elliott. Those guys, you have to have them if you're going to win in the playoffs.
Tyron Smith.
Sean Lee. I mean, yeah. Any of those guys. Especially Sean Lee, because, you know, the guy's porcelain. So you don't want anything to happen to him. But I was looking at the – you want to do the AFC first or the NFC? AFC's easy. It's locked in, pretty much.
The teams are locked in.
Yeah, the teams are locked in, but the seeding is pretty much locked in, depending on what happens with the Raiders. As they play at Denver, and obviously without Carr, that's a game they could lose. Kansas City plays San Diego. If Kansas City wins that game – and Oakland loses, then Kansas City gets the two seed. Oakland will be coming here to play the Texans.
Which is what the Texans are hoping for, right?
Yeah, I think so. All right, here's your unrealistic Texan scenario, okay? The Raiders win. You get the Chiefs here. You have a better chance of beating them at home than you do at Arrowhead. You got no shot there.
None.
And I don't think you're going to beat the Chiefs, but let's say you do. Then you'd get to go on, and then you need the Dolphins to upset the Steelers, which isn't going to happen either. But let's say those two things happen. Then you'd be going to Oakland without a quarterback. You might win that game.
Yeah.
Then you'd be in the championship where you'd get eaten alive by the Patriots.
Well, maybe Miami upsets the Patriots.
Nah, that's not going to happen. We can stop with that. But the more realistic scenario is Texans probably play the Raiders here. You might win that. But then you're going to New England, and we know how. We've seen that story before. It's not going to be pretty.
Is there a way the Texans would get the Dolphins?
There's a slim chance if the Dolphins beat the Patriots, which you can probably stop there.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So
well, you never know. The Patriots have nothing to play for.
Well, the Patriots still do have something to play for because if the Raiders win and they lose, the Raiders get the one seed. Okay. So the Patriots are still playing for the one seed.
Honestly, if I'm the Patriots, it's more important because the Patriots can beat the Raiders without Derek Carr wherever the game is. They could win that game on the moon. Patriots should rest guys up. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah, although if it winds up being well,
the Raiders aren't going to get to the AFC Championship.
No, I don't think the Raiders are winning a game without him.
That's why I say I don't think it's. I think 1 and 2 seed is sort of negligible for the Patriots. Obviously, for other teams, seeding really matters. I think the Patriots, because they're going to be the one, or they'd be the two at the worst.
Right.
Fine, because if Oakland's the one seed, they're never going to travel to Oakland.
Yeah, and if they did, I'm pretty sure they'd feel okay about it. But that's pretty much the scenarios. And I think it's basically Texans are locked into 4, Pittsburgh's locked into 3, 2 is still in play. 5 is still in play, and technically 6, but I just...
So we basically just think 2 and 5, the Raiders-Chiefs is the only...
Yeah,
let's say the Dolphins do beat the Patriots, though, and the Chiefs lose. Does that put the Dolphins ahead of the Chiefs?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's basically the only scenario that gets the Dolphins here. And you'd take that, but you'd also probably – you're still going to wind up in New England in the second round.
Well, here's the reality of this whole situation is, while it's easy for us to sit here and say, who would the Texans want to face ideally?
Well, everybody wants to face the Texans.
You are that team. The Texans are the team that everyone is like, man, I sure hope we get to play the Texans.
Oh, I'm sure Dolphin fan is, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because Dolphin fan is literally thinking, man, we don't have a chance in hell going to Pittsburgh. You send us to Houston, we got a shot. You know, even the Raiders are probably thinking, if there's one team on this list that we can beat without Derek Carr, it's probably the Texans.
Yep.
And I can't say I blame them for thinking that way. The Texans are the worst team in the playoffs, at least in the AFC playoffs. They're the team that everyone is wishing they could get a hold of. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't mean they can't win a game. They can, you know, given the right matchup. But everybody, just like the Texans are hoping for the Dolphins, the Dolphins are hoping for the Texans.
Oh, everybody is.
You know, the Raiders are hoping for the Raiders are probably hoping they get a bye. But
yeah.
They're hoping they eventually run into the Texans. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's what this Texans team is. Because, like I said, as good as their defense is, their offensive flaws are so great that, I mean, that's an ideal target.
I think the reality is, if you're the Texans, to me, there's three teams in the AFC that have a legitimate chance at this stage, and really only two. I think, obviously, the Patriots. I think the Steelers are good enough, and the Chiefs can play well enough to beat those teams.
The Chiefs are, the Chiefs are like what the Texans would be if the Texans didn't totally suck at quarterback. They're a badass defense.
They're better coached than the Texans on offense.
Okay,
they're considerably better coached,
but. But they're a badass defense, pretty solid running game, nothing flashy. But the Texans aren't even they're not even mediocre on offense. They're horrific. So if the Texans were average to slightly above average offensively, they would be the Chiefs. But that's the difference between the Chiefs that and the coach.
And the thing is, the Texans can play well enough to beat those teams on a one off.
Not the Patriots.
Not the Patriots. No, I don't think they
could. And I don't think the Steelers.
I don't think they could come anywhere near beating the Steelers. The Chiefs, if everything goes right, yeah, they could. But realistically.
Ideally, if that game were here, I would say it's
yeah, possible. I'd give them almost no chance. Because
they did it. They did it here.
They did, and they now they won the game legitimately. It wasn't a fluke.
No, but this is a different Chiefs team than they were 14 weeks ago.
And I don't know that the Texans are as good as they were at the beginning of the season. So. But the reality is, hey, they get a home playoff game, and that's great. Depending on the matchup, they might get by that, but the ceiling for this team is going to New England and getting pounded. That's pretty much what it is.
All right, we'll come back on the other side, and we'll talk about the NFC sort of, I guess, the scenarios, if you will, of those teams to make it. Although I think that we're getting close to being – I think we can narrow it down to at least seven teams and just drop one of them off on Sunday. If you want a great career with great income potential and job security, listen up, guys. IT is a constant high-growth sector, and if you like working or playing with computers, IT might be right for you. And for career changers, there's only one place to check out. It's mycomputercareer.edu. You know, Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country right now. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city, but to get these jobs – you've got to have the right skills. You've got to have the right certifications. And that's where My Computer Career comes in, the place to go to get those skills. My Computer Career is more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. And most students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class only twice a week on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu right now. Take the free career evaluation today and start making some more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
I felt this way before. So insecure.
ESPN 97.5.